Welcome to Men in Charge. In brief, I'm Tony Flynn.
And I'm Kevin Decker. Today's show is sponsored by the John Waters Memorial Film Professorship at the University of Arkansas, an endowment with money to burn. And the show today?
The Outdoor Vac.
Yeah, it's another sponsor. As I said in a deleted version of this banter, we are more than 50% sponsor messages now because of lack of creative output. But there is an important thing to remember.
That's true. There's a premise underlying each episode that is expressed by an implicit question. If you figure it out, send it in to us, you could win a valuable prize.
Neighbor? Oh, Brenda, you startled me. What are you working on over there, Sue? Isn't mowing your husband's job?
Oh, this isn't a mower, Brenda. It's the new Outdoor Vac Mark III.
Oh, the Outdoor Vac. Isn't that from Popco, the creators of the Meat Tornado heavy-duty blender?
Sure. All I know is that Floyd belly aches about having to mow all this grass in the summers, but the rest of the year, I'm stuck with raking the leaves, picking up pine needles, emptying the gutters, and cleaning up after the skinks. That's why I love the Outdoor Vac Mark III. The feeder mouth is approximately the size of a VW Beetle.
I see! And isn't that a two-stage 357cc motor with a 5-quart fuel tank?
Sure. The Outdoor Vac Mark III can pick up nearly anything, from piles of leaves to piles of heavy mud that's dominantly clay to small dogs. Here, I'll start it up.
Wow! Listen to the purr! It's certainly quieter than a jet engine, that's for sure!
It's 107% quieter than the Outdoor Vac Mark II. Now, instead of spending all afternoon raking the acres of pine needles on my lawn, I just Outdoor Vac right over them.
Wow! How big is the collection receptacle?
Sure!
No! I asked a question! How big is the collection receptacle?
The what?
How big is the collection receptacle?
Yeah, there's no collection receptacle. Look up!
It looks like the Outdoor Vac Mark III is just spitting all those pine needles.
And your dog, Rex. But don't worry, Rex's brain is a balancing terrier.
Sure, but that stuff's all being shot. What is that? It's 60-foot, 70-foot arc?
Right into your backyard, as a matter of fact, Brenda.
But that's dumping your yard waste in my yard. That's not being a good neighbor, Sue.
Oh, we're not neighbors, Brenda. We're just appearing together in a commercial.
Surely it's against the law.
Maybe, sure. But it really makes cleaning up my property a breeze. The work goes by fast, and no need to haul stuff to the dump or to the big trash fire at the end of the cul-de-sac.
Sue, you self-centered cretin. I am going to fight you now!
Oh yeah? You'll never get my Outdoor Vac Mark III, Brenda.
Suction all your yard cleanup headaches away with the Outdoor Vac Mark III. Remember, if it's out of your sight, it's no longer your problem. Buy it at your nearest Mace Hardware or hookah bar today. Your neighbor will be jealous. And possibly homicidal.
So, Tony, we do have an answer to the implicit question. Teresa Manwaring from Guelph, Ontario asks, is the implicit question, what sucks? Of course, the irony here is that one end of it sucks, but the other end of it blows.
Well, that's less ironic than a coincidence.
It is.
But it's wrong.
It's wrong, and were I in seventh grade, I would say, you suck, Teresa Manwaring. But I'm
Yes,
not.
You do.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, whom should we thank, Kevin?
We want to thank Megan Cherry, Mimi Marinucci, and Tony Flynn. Today's sketch was written by Kevin Decker. Special thanks to the author of The Dead Sea Scrolls for Kids, Brian Lindsay. And remember,
don't be a fascist.